are in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Sif Hei. We had heard a machlokes 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If a person hired a goy for a long period of time, and in this period of time he should write for him, or he should weave a baguette for him. So even though theoretically this person is a schir yoim, but since this person has time to do these malachas, does not have to be done on Shabbos, so even though he does it on Shabbos, we say adaita denavshe kovid, and this is permissible. And then he brought down, the Machabu brought down, v'yesh mi sha'oiser v'soiche eini Yehudi lizman. This is the Raivet Shita. The Raivet holds that by doing the work in Shabbos, the Yid is marviach, he's gaining from that, that he will be, the goy will be able to do other malachas Sunday if they come about. That means it's not muchach that there would be malacha Sunday that has to be done. Could be the malachas are first going to come up next week on Thursday. But it could be that a new malacha might come up. And because the goy did the malacha on Shabbos, so the yid has a havoche, he has a revach from malacha Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday, so this falls into the category of maleches Yisrael. If a yid derives a benefit from a malacha that was done by a goy, so this goes into the iser of kol malacha leyayosa behem, and it is also. So it would seem the machlokes, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, do we have to be chayish that this malacha that was done in Shabbos will bring about a revach to the yid, that do I have to be chayish that another malacha will come up Sunday, and because the malacha was done, the previous malacha was done Shabbos, he's capable of doing this Sunday. Zokta remo v'dhago v'davke shes schoroi l'malacha miyuchedes. This first day that holds that it is permissible, that is davke if the goy was hired for a specific malacha, kegoin beged leroik, he's weaving begodim, oisei felichtoiv, avol kshescharoi lechol hamalachos sheyitztarech teich zman haschiros. But what if a yid hired a goy for 2 years? What does the goy have to do? Whatever will come up, you're a jack of all trades, whatever will come up, I want you to do this. Lekulei alma osa. So here, I feel according to the first day that said, if a person hired a goy for a long period of time, it is permissible to let the goy do work on Shabbos. But if he was hired l'chol ha'malochei sheyitztarech, then he is not permitted to let the goy work on Shabbos. Achmaishi yisboir soif simen reish memzai. So let us see the reason for this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. L'malochei miyuchedes debozeh. If he was only hired for specific malachas, efshel shaloi yagia li Yisrael revach al yedei zeh shu'aisa b'Shabbos. So the yid is not gaining anything by that the goy did the malacha on Shabbos. Ki goy shaloi yitztarech ha Yisrael arige oiksive kolkach. That means He was hired for 2 years, but in this 2 year zman, there's a lot of time that there's nothing to do. So I don't have to be chayish that I'm gaining through that the goy did the malacha on Shabbos. Aval im lechol hamalachas, but if he was hired for whatever will come up, you should do it for me. Karev hadava levadai, so then we can rightfully assume sheyitzarech lemocha melocha acheres. So that means I can rightfully assume that someday there'll be a new job for him. Vimkein maviach haYisrael b'mleches hayehenu Yehudi b'Shabbos. So then the Yid is gaining that what the Goy did, this malach in Shabbos, because now when it comes Sunday, he's finished with all his previous jobs, so he can start now a new job. So even though in the agreement, there never was an agreement, you have to work for me each day, that's true, you can take off days, but he has a tight schedule, because he was hired for Kol Melochis. So therefore, if the guy works on Shabbos on his own accord, we consider that the Yid is being marviach from this malacha, and so the minute the Yid is marviach from the malacha, it's called that the guy did a maleches Yisrael, and this falls into the categories we mentioned yesterday. The kol malacha leyosabem, that no maleches Yisrael is not permitted to be done on Shabbos. And if a goy is if the bailim is maviach from this malacha, this is called maleches Yisrael.
This has something to do with
No. This is also. He's maviach from there's no marasayim whatsoever. The goy is doing it.
This happens to be close to the zaman of the wedding, make the deal, and that's what the.
What?
It's close to the time frame.
It's close to the time frame. That means that the time frame he will mistumeh need him on Sunday. So by working on Shabbos, he's gaining that he's available on Sunday.
For another job?
Yeah. He hired him for all malachas. He hired him for 2 years. For whatever I'll need from you, you should do. And he was a jack of all trades. So now something came up Friday to do. He could have done it Friday for practical purposes, or he could do it Sunday. But he went and did it on Shabbos on his own accord. That way he did it on Shabbos, so now Sunday something new came up, so now the Bailam is very happy that he did it on Shabbos. So the Bailam is Maviach from Meleche Shabbos, so that's also. If a guy did a Meleche, and you're Maviach from the Meleche, you're getting a Revach from the Meleche, this is also. L'chol ha-malachis, so this is a remor, if a person is hired for a multitude of malachis. U'mitam ze, yesh limchis b'yad ha-shfochis, k'shoisim malachis adeneyem b'shabbos. So he says, the shvochis, the maids that didn't hire, they're hired already for many years, but they're hired for all malachas. They iron clothing, they wash clothing, they do different things. So afilu k'sha'oisim shaloi bebeis Yisrael v'shaloi betzivui b'alayhem, That means this shvacha is she had something to do on Friday, and she knows she has to iron the clothing. So Shabbos she'll take, she won't iron in the house, chas v'shalom. She goes to her apartment and she's got iron the clothing on Shabbos. Well, it's very convenient. So she'll do this on Shabbos. Shaloi bebeis Yisrael. Vishaloi betzivui baleihem. Daheim schurim l'chola melochis. Because they're hired for all melochis. And the minute you're hired for all melochis, a meloche that is done in Shabbos, the Bailim benefits from this meloche that they're available on Sunday. V'chol shkein shoisen beveis Yisrael. Avada givis, if they will do this beveis Yisrael, there's a also afilu besocho l'meloche miyuchedes ochanal. To do a meloche beveis Yisrael, afilu, we're speaking about the first case that they were hired for meloche miyuchedes and they have plenty of time to do it. They decide to do it on Shabbos, which the Mechaber paskened is mutter. But that's not Bebeis Yisrael. Bebeis Yisrael, we'll see, it looks like it's being done for the Yisrael. Baim betaz sivkot nalev, the maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Simche, duhu oise la shivche, afilu lasois meleches atzmo bebeis boleo. A bigger chumre. Now this already is amaresai in the kedim, that the shivche, who has nothing to do on Shabbos, so she'll iron her clothing on Shabbos in the Beis Yisrael. V'atam, this is also mibnei haroyim, shlo yoimru meloche shel Yisrael hi oise. So the Rabbeinu Simcha asels afilu a meloche shel akum, it's being done for herself, is also Beis Yisrael. Here there's a marisai. V'lo yarah behevi b'shem sefer atrumah de meleches atzma mutar. She's doing it for herself. That's mutar v'dati shegam Rabbeinu Simcha moide l'zeh ayin shom b'dvor. V'prim begodim yishev divrei taz ayin shom. V'ayin b'sefer chayodim klal samach dalet. The l'sakein hashivcha b'godeo l'kule yalma mutar b'veis balabayis. Shehu nikir shemaleches atzma hi oisa mistama, the begodim that the goita wore are different than the begodim that Abbas Yisrael wears. So mameile, if she's sewing or ironing this on Shabbos, it's zicha nikir that these are her begodim. So mameile, that's mutter according to everyone. A fellow according to the Taz. Now let us learn Sivov. Now let's just give a little hakdamah to Sivov. Sivov is speaking about a few cases. Let's just mention the cases. One case was that a person went over to the Tsar, and he purchased for him from the Tsar the tolls that accumulate during the year. There are certain taxes that are paid during the year, and he gave him a lump sum of money for it, that all the taxes belong to him. So let us speak about perhaps tolls. So the tolls, that everyone who passes by this bridge pays a toll and belongs to him. He bought this from the Tsar. Now, Sukkot Shabbos, there's also people that are going, that are using the bridge, and he bought the tolls. The tolls belong to him already, and there's a big hefset. There's a very big hefset, because the all the goyim who will go through the tolls on Shabbos, if no one will be there to ask them for the money, it's, forget about it, they'll never get paid. You'll put up a sign, please pay all the Shabbos tolls on Sunday, forget about it. If someone is there and there's a teveya, then then they'll pay. But if no one is going to be there, forget about it. And this is speaking about a hefsid merubah, a very big hefsid. We'll see. There were a lot of chashashes over here. What might occur if we won't be makel by this yid? So now, Yehudi HaKoine Meches, he purchased the taxes, the tolls. He purchased it. Umaskeloi, that's the wrong terminology. Vesoicheloi ain't a Yehudi. He hired a goy, Lekabel Meches B'Shabbos. He hired a goy, that the goy should stand there by the toll booth, and whoever passes by, he's going to take the meches. Mutter im hu bekibayles. So if the goy is a kablan, that means he's doing it for his own rebochim, it's mutter. Dahainu, what is the case? Sha'oim aloi, the agreement is, when you'll get 100 dinrim, etain lecha kach bekach. That means from every 100 dinrim you collect, you're gonna get 5 dinrim. So now he's standing there the whole day for himself, because the more money he makes, the more he gets 1/20 of the toast. That's one way we can be matter this, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berure we bent backwards to be matter this, but this we were matter this. V'hago v'chein yuchal lahaskir hameches l'chol hashabosis la'ine Yehudi. Case number two, he's going to go over to a goy, and he's going to tell the goy the taxes, the tolls of the whole year belong to him. He bought the tolls from the south. He goes over to a goy, I'm going to sell you the Shabbos tolls, and you pay me a price for it, and you're buying it, and then the tolls belong to you. And he's getting paid each, that means the goy is paying him for acquiring the right to take the Shabbos tolls. Ve'eini Yehudi yikach ha'rebach shel Shabbosos la'atzmo. So we said here two heterim, which in Yesod, the Yesod of the heter is the goy is doing it for himself. The first case, he's standing there because the more he collects, the more he's going to get. He's a kablan. He's doing it for his own benefit. And in the second case, he bought the tolls, the Shabbos tolls, so he's standing there for himself. He just pays the yid a certain amount for the acquisition of the Shabbos tolls. But now, in both these cases, there's a tremendous problem with that we were learning till now, this Zicha Amar Esayin de Keshayla. This is Me'iker Adin Mutter, he's a Kablin, he's a Seicher, he purchased it. But we learned all dinim by a melchitz, that we had the same thing by a melchitz, by a sode. If the it's not rogel that people should rent a sode, so and he's going to work in the field on Shabbos, people are going to say he hired him. So we had a whole simon speaking about Maris Ayin, and the Maris Ayin is applicable over here also. We have the same Maris Ayin over here. So here, V'loi chashinin sheyoymu l'tzoyach Yisrael hu oise, de b'mokoyim pseide kehai gavne loi chashoshu. That means this is a pseudo. That means let us just understand one thing. By a sode, a melchitz is menias harebach. That means I can make profit if the melchitz will be open on Shabbos. Here, there's a loss. That means the tolls belong to me. I bought the tolls for the whole year. If I will not be goyve the tolls, so I'm going to have a loss. And the loss was not a loss of pennies, it was a tremendous loss. So here there was a hefsid gadol. So Chazal bent backwards and said, that what we said till now, that the zachash of Maris Ayin, we also had these aterim, is a kablan, and we had these aterim before, and we did not, we were not matter these aterim as Maris Ayin. People will think he hired, he's getting the tolls, and he hired him to take the tolls. So here we wavered this issa of Maris Ayin because it's a tremendous pseudo. That is the first half of the halacha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Umaske loy eine Yehudi haloshin eine meduyik. Now the first case is not he's renting to the goy. Kekabonu shesoicha eine Yehudi. He's hiring the goy. Imhu bekiboyles daos shori medine. That means if the goy is doing it for himself, he's getting a percentage of the tolls. What it means, if he collects 100 zehuvim, he's going to get a certain percentage. So he's doing it for himself. The os shari midine kemay ba'oirais la'abdon bereish simen reish nun beis. That the din is Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to go and take Eires, I'm allowed to take skins and give it to someone to work on it. I didn't tell him he should do it on Shabbos. I can bring clothing to a cleaners, I can give a car to a mechanic. I can do this Erev Shabbos, and he's a kablan. He's doing it not for me. He's doing it for himself. This is a job, and when he finishes the job, and he's doing it for the job. So Memele, so here's also the same thing. The mutalitan loikoinim shkia sachame im hube kiboiles bishum dadaite denavshe kovid. That what he's working on Shabbos, that's his intent. Now, that's it's mutal meikar hadin. But now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very pertinent ha'ore. Va'af al gav to also shom likboya loy melachtoy b'shabbes. Number one, I'm going to go over to a mechanic and give him a car, and it's half an hour before the shkia, and there's 5 hours of work that's involved. When they come back, Mitzoy Shabbos, it'll be ready Mitzoy Shabbos. He says, yeah. That is also, if I'm Koiveya Azman, that it should be done on Shabbos, he's still the same Kablan. Now, let us just explain. So, what is the Issa? In Reish Nun Beis, the Sifkotn Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if I'm giving you as man, that it has to be done by this man, have a ke'ilu oimaloi beferish sheyechabes b'shabes v'have kishluchai. That means this overrides the kablonis. Like this, we're working with kablonis. You're doing it for yourself. You're fixing the car for yourself. You don't get on Shabbos. You want to do it on Shabbos. The minute I tell you, make sure it's done in Shabbos. So vahavi ki shluchoi. Now this is a shliach with a chof avdinyon. That means be'etzem, he's still a kablan. He's a kablan. I mean, he's doing it at night. He has a job. He's doing it for himself. But by telling him it should be done, be finished by Mitzoy Shabbos, have a kishluchai, which is also. This is a kablan, which is like a shliach, number one. No, so that's one problem over here. V'oi da'ave milse de'farhesye. Now, this is a dover mefusim. She'ese ko yedua l'kel shu shal yisrael. Everyone knows that the taxes belong to Yankel. So memele, uchamoisha yoise eni yudiata b'meis yisrael domi. And in the way if it's done by Beis Yisrael, people will say he told them to do it on Shabbos. So now we have here two Isurim. It's Kishluchai, and people will say that he told them to do it on Shabbos. This is two problems. The Asar Sham, Mikol Makim, Hitiru Bozeh Mishum Pseido. There's a tremendous hefsed over here, but there's more than that. The Odom Bohul Alma Mainoi. When we're speaking about a lot of money, a hefsed of a lot of money, a person loses himself. Biloy Shoris Lo, if you're going to tell him, we have here Chumris Darabonon, Nire Kishluchoi. People will say Shetzivo Lases B'Shabbos. We are speaking about Chumris. If you're going to throw the books at this person, he has a tremendous hefsed, and we're going to make all these Chumris, he won't be Aymed B'Nesoyin Odom Bo'ul Alma Mainoi V'Levi'loi Shoris Lo Osi Ligbois Ba'atzmoi. So listen, you tell me I'm not allowed. I'm a sheigitz if I hire a guy. I'm a sheigitz, finished. I'm a sheigitz, I'm a chalo Shabbos, finished. Okay, I'm a sheigitz. I can't be Aymed B'Nesoyim, so I might as well do it myself. We won't draw the fine line that this is the Rabbonon. No, no, no. If I'm a Mechalo Shabbos and I'm not allowed to do it, so I'll do it myself already. Ose ligbeis ba'atzmoi v'yovi lidei isure d'iraise v'shema yichtoi piske k'derech ha'moichsim. So maybe he's going to write a receipt. If this is an nesoyin, you won't be able to be aimed. You tell me I'm a mechalo Shabbos, and so my mele is, I'm a mechalo Shabbos, I'll do it myself. I mean, say, well, Katrin, I'm a mechalo Shabbos, I'll do it himself. And if he does it himself, so when they go through the tolls, someone asks for a receipt, or write out a receipt. So this chumra that we made will bring about a tremendous kilkul. By making this chumre, I'm misaviv that yid will come to a chilul Shabbos deraisa. Beis Yosef. So memele, that's why these two chumres of it's going to be done in Shabbos. That we know it's going to be done in Shabbos. He was a kaveyas man. The whole week he's there by the toes. It's only Shabbos, and it's mefusim. They were mekel holds. There's a big pseida b'adam bo'ol ha'mamayim. But what if it's such a toll that there's no chash of writing? There's no receipts on this toll. The toll, the taxes you give food. Also, so then there's no chash. What'll be? You'll tell me not allowed to. So you won't do it. So what'll be? He won't listen. He won't be Aymed Ben Nesoyin. But you're not allowed to. So do it himself. So what do we do himself? A Mechalo Shabbos. He writes he won't be. He don't write receipts. The worst thing will be is Oiva Mimtzai Hevtzecha. This is a Midimrei Kabbalah. You're not allowed to collect tolls on Shabbos. But that's the biggest Aveir will be Oiva. So according to the Beis Yosef, we won't bend backwards and we'll tell him you're not allowed to do it. If he won't be Aymed Ben Nesoy, Zech Nish Kefelech. Tlo Yovi L'day Yisir Deraisa Afilu Loi Sharin Alay. That's according to the Beis Yosef. Avo Lataz Amog Navro Maski Da Afilu Boifin Zeh Sharina Dei Eini Yehudi Mishim Pseid. Fine. We're Mekel. So it's better this way. Miu ba'atz may osa lekabel af hamecha shomine machol. Afilim lehuva michutz letchum v'leishesh b'chshash seida mechuba mishumim tzaychevtzach amay shekosav simin shinvov. Fine. So bekitzer, we are saying now, by being matter with a goy, we are making two kulis. We are letting this whole thing is for Shabbos, which normally is not muta al yedei akum. it's mefusim, it's like it was done by Beis Yisrael, but here we bent backwards because there's a tremendous loss, and we're afraid if we will not be matter, so he's going to take things in his own hands and he'll be goyver the mechus himself. Therefore we will matter. Now, in a similar case, Yehudi shesochar bishul melech min hasal. That means it was he bought the right. They were cooking salt by the sar, and he bought the right. That means, and again, the this bishul melech, this cooking of the salt, it was done. The factory was open 7 days a week, and he bought it. He's going to have a tremendous hefsid if he will not, if Shabbos, the salt will not be, will not cook the salt on Shabbos. So we have the same problem over there, the same hefsid. Muta lahaskiloi pa'alim b'kibayla. So we have the same heta. I get a guy that is a kablam. Shem yasa lekach v'kach melach, yitun lekach v'kach. That means the vats and the fuel is from the yid. Shari. It's irrelevant. They shouldn't transport the wood from the yid's house in Shabbos. Shekol kablonis eina meteres. We in Yesoid are working with the heter. The guy is working. The whole chilul Shabbos, which is the bishul of the melech, the guy is working for himself. And imuta meteres em kain moselem me erev Shabbos kol ma shereitzel limsel letzayach hamalochem. That means all the materials the guy has already erev Shabbos. Not we're transporting from the yid in Shabbos. That's also Yitzim Roshusem Erev Shabbos. Avol Ein Heter Liskel in Yehudi Al Shabbos V'Chodesh. But in this case that they're cooking on Shabbos also, there's no Heter of Schiris. That means before in Siv, hey, we learned the Heter, I hired a guy for a year, and he's a schir yoim, and he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. But here, since this is a function that is working 7 days a week, so the mikol mokim marviach haYisrael b'malachtoi, if the guy will be working on Shabbos, so I'm getting a revach from the malachim. The only heter is only bekablonis. Bekablonis, lemaisa, we say the goy is doing this for himself. That's the heter of kablonis. Etein lecho kach vekach, tahinu shein maskir lo yoim haShabbos klal. He doesn't talk about, doesn't mention Shabbos. That means 6 days a week the yid is there collecting the tolls. He just told the guy, you know, when I'm not there, I'm hiring you that you should that you should collect the tolls, and you'll get a percentage of, if you collect X amount, you'll get a certain percentage. The Heinish ain't maskilo yoim haShabbos klal ella bistomer. Im tigve kach vekach, if you will be goyve X amount of money, etin loch kach sach kach vekach. Im kein loy havi schir yoim. So he's not a schir yoim. That means he's working for himself, not bishlichusi. If I hired him, that means he's working for me. Here, the work is being, the etzim work is being done for himself. The more he collects, the more he's going to get. So the work that's being done is being done for himself. V'gam les kan schar Shabbos klal. Now there's another problem. There's a problem of schar Shabbos. He's being marviach from the money that's coming in Shabbos. Shekvar socha mehasar Hamecha shel kol hashon im haShabbos is bechlal. So he says, because he bought already the taxes from the whole year. So the taxes of Shabbos, which is a revach, is he acquired it by havlo. That means he didn't just buy the taxes of Shabbos, he bought the year's taxes. So by buying the year's taxes, that includes 52 Shabboses, but it was by havlo. So the tax that comes in now on Shabbos is not, I bought it already in Bav Law. So Mamela, the Revochim, this is called, I'm acquiring all the taxes of the year. So it doesn't go into Schar Shabbos. We hear the same thing. If I rented out a Merchitz to a Goy, the Goy is paying me for Shabbos also, so it's Bav Law. If you'll only rent it out on Shabbos, then there's a problem. So then that's called Schar Shabbos. Ve'eini Yehudi Yikach. Now, there was another Eitzah. There was another Eitzah that the Goy will acquire, he purchases from the taxes from Shabbos, and he pays him for that. If the guy purchased the Shabbos meches, the Shabbos tolls, the ain't Yehudi ki ovid. This is Golgot adaita the nafshi ovid. He purchased the taxes. He stands there a whole day because all the taxes, all the tolls that come in, it goes to him. He bought it. Because of Amogin Avram. So here the Amogin Avram says, here we have L'chayre a shtickle problem. What's the problem over here? Here he bought the taxes of Shabbos. That's all. He bought the taxes of Shabbos. He's paying him for it. Now we heard before, if a guy will rent a melchitz for Shabbos, he's renting a melchitz for Shabbos. So there's a problem of schar Shabbos. That means you're getting schar for your melchitz. That means you're getting a revak from your nechos. That's called schar Shabbos. And it's not bahavlo. You're renting out your melchitz for Shabbos. That's osar al schar Shabbos. Here I sold him the tolls of Shabbos, and he's paying me for it. He's giving me a price. So L'chayr also should be Schar Shabbos. Because of Amogin Avrom, the Gam Mishum Schar Shabbos less Bozeh. Av Shehu Maskiroi L'Shabbos L'chud, even though he's only selling him the Shabbos, the Shabbos tolls, Mishum Dareyu Ki'ilu Kone Mimenu Hameches. So let us just, I just like to say the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says there's a meridik echilik. By a melchitz, if I rent out my melchitz for Shabbos, the melchitz belongs to me. It's my melchitz. You are renting my melchitz for Shabbos, and you're paying me for the usage of my melchitz. That is called Schar Shabbos. I'm getting money for the usage of my melchitz on Shabbos. So I'm getting a revach from the usage of my melchitz on Shabbos. That's called Schar Shabbos. Here, he sold him the rights of the melchitz. Not Shabbos, you're using mine. There's nothing mine. I had a right to be goyve the meches. I sold it to you, so that's yours. I sold you something. That means the I had a right to be goyve meches. It's sold to you. You're paying me for what you purchased. But so it's not called schar Shabbos. I sold you something in Friday. So he gives a marshal. He gives a marshal. He says v'havale ki'ilu. Your idea, she yevi loy ain the Yehudim schayre b'Shabbos. goyim are going to bring schoire b'shabbes, u'mechora b'erev shabbes leini yudi. They're going to bring him 10 cases of schnapps and shabbes chveis, and he sold it to the goy erev shabbes. So that's not called schar shabbes. Leini yudi shikabli mimenu b'shabbes. The pshita de shori, this is zicha mutter. So memele, so here we just were speaking that there's no problem of schar Shabbos in the first case. In the first case, because he purchased already the meches b'havlo, and in the second case, when he sold the meches to the goy, the whole Shabbos to Kimeches, there is also no Shabbos, because here's a Mecher. He's selling him his rights and finished. And he's getting paid for it on Friday. It's irrelevant. So if I sell something, so there is no Issa of Schar Shabbos.
One question before I forget
there.
Baris
Ayin, that's what the Ramos, sure there's